Maria and Chad on a Friday morning going live to Hollywood, Maria.
To Cecily Knobler, our movie princess.
Hello, good morning to you.
You sound like Mary Poppins. Are you excited about the new Mary Poppins movie?
I'm so obsessed with Mary Poppins Returns, by the way, that I started like a Twitter war with some guy from New York Magazine who didn't like it. And a guy from San Francisco, like, I'm trying to get, like, a Kanye feud going. Mm-hmm. It's hard with critics. It's not really working because they're just, they don't care. They're like, who's that? Who's Cecily Knobler? They don't know.
The Knobler.
Who's Obi-Wan Kenobi? What is going on? And so I'm trying to fight with them because I'm like, what more do you need from a movie, sir? Because this movie has everything. It's the way people must feel when they listen to me sometimes. If I don't like a movie, they're probably like, what's wrong with her?
Well, let me said that.
Yeah. Let me ask you the important question, because I know that that's on the way in theaters, but when the first one came out by Disney, the lady who wrote the books was not a fan of Disney's adaptation of it. You know what I mean? The Julie Andrews character.
That's right. They made a movie about that.
That being said, would Julie Andrews and or the lady who wrote the books like this movie?
Well, I can't speak for the lady who wrote the book, but I would think Julie Andrews would like it. I really do, because it's just lovely. I'll just give you that review out of the way, actually, because it already opened. It opened on Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm giving it an A. It's Emily Blunt does everything that you need. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote new songs, and he's just a blast. The kids are adorable. The animation, it's not animated, but there's some animated parts. It's just delightful. I just don't know. It's better than it ever should have been. That's the best way I can put it. It's like you watch it just thinking, I can't believe this exists. It's so lovely.
So tell me this, when they jump into the chalk pictures, are there animated penguins?
They go into a bathtub, I know, at some point. And I feel like penguins were probably involved. Yeah, they had to have been.
Okay, I'll take it.
Or it was a Vicodin dream. Nobody knows. And we have so many more movies from now until Christmas. Also opening Friday, today, we have Aquaman, of course, starring Jason Momoa. I can never
pronounce
his name.
You said it. The big muscle guy.
Can we just get this out of the way? Like, Maria, do you find him attractive?
Yes.
I do not.
What is wrong with you?
This is why we could have, like, in our 20s gone out together, because we just had different types. I would take Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, no. So here's the... I haven't even seen the movie yet. I'm going to give it an A++++ just for his abs.
I mean, I don't think his abs are that great.
Mm. Yeah, I think Maria has to watch the movie, because I've seen the trailer, and he looks more scary than sexy.
Yes, that's what I think. This movie is like if a can of Red Bull came to life and was just like, ah, drink me. That's just, for those who don't know, Aquaman is half person, half fish. How awkward when he goes to a sushi restaurant. He's probably like, that salmon roll is my brother.
Only you, Cecily.
There's
That's
a
funny.
Lot of beauty in this and a lot of energy and some humor, and I appreciate that. It's also too long and too convoluted, too extra, as they say, but it's a start. I know DC Universe has a long way to catch up with Marvel, but they're doing a good job with it. I can't say it's a great movie, but I appreciate what they were trying to do. I'm going to see. Don't yell at me. I'm going to see. But then you're going to like this. We also have Bumblebee, a spinoff of the Transformers movies. No joke, you guys. It's kind of fun.
Oh,
yay!
Really?
John, oh, I'm getting these names wrong.
John Cena.
And Haley Steinfeld. And it's well shot, well written, silly in all the best ways, and I can't believe it, but I'm going solid B for Bumblebee.
Oh,
I know.
That is surprising from you.
Now, on Christmas, there's more. We have Adam McKay's Vice, starring Christian Bale as ex-Vice President Dick Cheney.
Right.
Adam McKay has a lot of things he wants to say. Not all of it works. Like, I'm not sure Bale, and this is not a joke, I don't know if he needed to do Cheney in a Batman voice.
Yeah.
Because I went back and looked, and Cheney was kind of scary, but he didn't talk like that. He wasn't like, hey, alright, you know? I also don't think they needed to play the Imperial Death March every time they showed him. But wow, this is good. Sam Rockwell as GW is one of the best impressions I've ever seen. And from everything I know about GW, and I actually have a friend who's buddies with him in Texas, he'll think it's funny. I really do think he'll think it's great.
He's got a good sense of humor, yeah.
Amy Adams is great, too. No matter what your political view, this is just fun and scary and funny. A- for Vice,
okay.
Honestly. On the Basis of Sex, starring Felicity Jones as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, such a nice idea, but some of the worst casting I've ever seen. Like, yeah, let's cast a British model to play RBG. Was Giselle not available? What are we doing? It's so biopicky with lines like, no way you'll ever finish law school at Harvard. Womp womp. She did. Supreme Court did the whole thing. It's not a great movie. I'm going C-minus on that. Holmes and Watson, starring Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, did not screen for critics, but we have a lot of other choices.
Thank you. I'm adding Bumblebee and Mary Poppins to my Christmas movie list.
Put Vice in there and put Spider-Man in. I'm telling you.
Jeez.
I'm telling you.
I'm never going to leave the theater.
I know. It's going to be like $500, but worth it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.